Jackson writes, here's why this will be different. Evan, in my lifetime of watching Mets versus Braves, 31 years, I have watched almost nothing except the Braves being the hammer and the Mets being the nail. Believe me, I'm as conditioned as anyone to believe the season dies in Atlanta this week. The similarities between this series and the one from 2022 are eerie. But while emotionally I'm already preparing for the Mets to get swept, logically, I really do think this is different. The biggest difference to me is the current state of each team. In 2022, the Mets were plodding through a mediocre September, while the Braves just didn't lose for the last 4 months of the season. Now the Braves are the ones playing just okay while missing several key players, and the Mets are playing their best baseball of the season. Despite the name value being far inferior, I also think the three starters for this series are as good or equal to the three from 2022 in their current states. DeGrom at that point was starting to fade. His three starts leading up to his Atlanta game, 15 innings pitched, 11 earned runs. Scherzer was only making one, I believe, his second start off the IL. And Chris Bassitt was good, but not a world beater down the stretch. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but the bullpen, which everyone knew was the team's biggest weakness in 2022, that was never addressed, is much better this time around. That will help in late and close games immensely. Like I said, emotionally, I can't shake the feeling the worst is coming. But logically, I really do think the Mets get it done. Here's hoping. It's some fair points made by Jackson. Number one, the Mets are going into this series in a much better place in terms of the way they've been playing than the team from 2022. I completely agree. It's tough to get past. You had DeGrom and Scherzer lined up to face Atlanta. And the truth is, DeGrom wasn't bad. He just wasn't as good as we needed him to be. He pitched six innings and allowed three runs. You know, and I'm not defending him. I'm merely saying, let's not act like he gave up eight runs in four innings. And also, when I think back to what happened in those three games against Atlanta, and I think this is going to be key again. This is going to be very, very important going into this three-game series. But when I think back to losing to the Atlanta Braves in 2022, I think a little bit about Max and Jake and Chris Bassitt, but I think more about how their stars came up big and our stars were very pedestrian. If you look back at those three games, it's not that Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, and Francisco Lindor were awful, but they weren't impactful. They weren't making the impact that Dansby Swanson was making, that Matt Olson was making, that Austin Riley was making. So, for example, in that series, the Atlanta Braves hit, are you ready for this? Seven home runs in three games. The Mets hit three. And those three home runs, let's play that game. Do you want to guess, Pete, the three Mets that hit home runs in the series against the Atlanta Braves? And trust me, the fact I'm asking it shows you they're not huge names. The answer is not going to be Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, and Brandon Nimmo. So three home runs. I think they were all solo, by the way. Were hit by the Mets in that three-game series against the Atlanta Braves. Can you name the three guys to hit home?
What was the month again?
It was the series against the Braves in 2022, the final.
Oh, 2022.
Yeah, that right. Second to last weekend of the year. The Atlanta Braves hit seven home runs. The Mets hit three. Who are the three guys that hit home runs?
Daniel Vogelbach, no.
Yes, Daniel Vogelbach is one.
Okay, all right.
Look at you. Look at you.
Hold on. Brett Beatty did not, but he hit earlier that year in Atlanta.
That was earlier in the season. That was his major league debut when he hit a home run in Atlanta.
Omar Narvaez?
No. But close. It's a catcher. Tomas Nito. Tomas Nito, Jeff McNeil, who actually hit pretty well in this series, and Daniel Vogelbach. Jeff McNeil went 7-for-13 with a home run in the three-game series against Atlanta. So he deserves a little bit of, he wasn't the problem. He was the one guy hitting. But Brandon Nimmo was 4-for-12. Not bad, but quiet 4-for-12. Pete was a quiet 3-for-10. And Lindor was a very quiet 2-for-13. Francisco Alvarez, making his maiden voyage, was 0-for-8. The Mets hit three home runs in that series. The Braves hit seven. Who hit those home runs? Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Dansby Swanson. Dansby Swanson, Matt Olson, Dansby Swanson, Matt Olson. Dansby Swanson hit a home run in every game of that three-game series. Matt Olson hit a home run in every game of that three-game series. And Austin Riley hit one in game one. So I think what's going to be really important over these three games, we can analyze the pitching matchups all day. Are the Mets stars, or really anybody, going to hit that big home run the way the Braves did in that three-game series? Because they got a lot of them. I mean, Matt Olson was impossible to get out. And keep an eye on Matt Olson. Matt Olson has basically turned his season around. So, yeah. I mean, now, the more I talk about this, the more nervous I get. The more I think about what actually happened during that series. Because that was tough, man. I mean, that was, it's brutal to even think about. Let me get to a few more of your emails that I pulled. Nick talking about the rain. Nick DeLuca. Nick in Huntington here. Just saw that Thursday in Atlanta is probably going to get rained out. Does this affect your strategy for the first two games if that's the case? I think the only way it would affect my strategy is to be more aggressive with my bullpen, knowing I had an off day Monday and I may have an off day Thursday. Ironically, Thursday was supposed to be an off day. This series was supposed to be a two-game series. It's only a three-game series with a game on Thursday because a game earlier in the season got rained out, which is kind of weird to think about. But not really. Like, it doesn't change my rotation. Sean Manaea's fifth day is Thursday, so you can't alter that as much as you may want to make sure Sean Manaea pitches in this series. So I don't think it changes anything as far as Seve's going Tuesday, Peterson's going Wednesday, but maybe you could be more aggressive with your bullpen. But truth is, I think Mendy's going to be aggressive with the bullpen anyway.